What's up, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world? This is the Mecca Don, the Carmel King, CL Smooth, formerly of the group Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
And you are the first time here on the Splash Festival, right? And what's your impressions of this festival?
Well, I just got here, but from the last festival in Amsterdam I went, I had a lot of fun. There was a lot of excitement going on, a lot of crowd enthusiasm. So I expect this one to be even larger.
And you are all 3 days here at the Splash Festival, or you only for your showcase tomorrow?
Okay, I'm showcasing just for tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so I want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves.
Why are you here alone without Pete Rock?
Well, Pete Rock has a lot on his plate right now, and you know, he's trying to promote his new album and do other things, and you know, I as well have to do other things and be more independent with my career. And I think this is one of the first steps of my independence, but also just keeping the movement going, you know what I mean? A lot of times Pete Rock doesn't have the enthusiasm that I have from an artist point of view, so he takes it from a producer's point of view, and a lot of producers take it other places where artists have to stay and really nurture and perform and promote their products. They can't just jump from one product to another. I like to sit out and promote, and off Pete's new album I have two big new songs that I want to promote, so that's what I'm here for now.
But you are still really good friends, yeah?
We're trying to be, you know what I mean? My whole thing is I'm trying to accentuate the positive point of view, you know what I mean? And a lot of times it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of coagulation, togetherness, you know what I mean? And sometimes that's hard to do. Is a little bit more to a lot of relationships than people think, you know what I mean? It's not that simple. It's not just a 1-2-3 dance. It's sort of like, sometimes it's like surgery. So you have to, you know, maybe take a couple of steps back to take a couple of steps forward. And that's what I try to do. I don't try to get wrapped up in what other people do and what other people feel about other people. I just try to, you know, give it a break and then come back to it. You know what I mean? Because whether we're friends or not, I still like his music. I still could work with his music, whether we're friends or not. So it doesn't really much matter to me. I'm business orientated. I'm about business.
Okay. And now to your person. And what do you do at this time? Have you new tracks, new songs? What can we expect from you?
Definitely, like I told you before, I have two new songs on Pete Rock's album that has to be promoted. Love Thing and Appreciate. Love Thing is the first single off that album. It's a big record, one of my biggest records that I think I've ever made, produced by Pete Rock. And the B-side is Appreciate, which entails about life and the struggles of life and what I think about it and the people who made impact for me to come back to the music business.
And there are many fans out there who waiting for a new Pete Rock and CL Smooth reunion album. Is there any chance to come true with this?
Well, you know, my endeavors was when we traveled Europe that we would be, that it was a process of coming together. We did over 20-30 shows together. I thought that we made a lot of good headway, you know. But again, I'm not Pete Rock, I'm CL Smooth. So what might be headway for CL Smooth might be just an inch moving for Pete Rock. So Pete Rock has grown in this industry independently, with or without me. So it's up to me to do the same. My whole endeavor to get back with him was to give the fans what they want. But I cannot force Pete Rock to be Pete Rock. Pete Rock has to come to me and be Pete Rock. You understand? Because I have to be CL, and I have to be the other half of the towers. You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to do is just keep the door open a little bit. Not close it all the way, because it's not fair for everybody to say, okay, you've done all this work in Europe, you've done all these work together, you work together, what's the problem with you not coming out with the album? Again, it's about management, it's about money, it's about the mind state of going to the next level, and that's what I want to do. I don't just want to make music. I want to take it to the next level because that is what my career is lined up to do with the records that I've made in the past, is take it to the next level, not just be here to belong, but to take over eventually.
When you talk about the next level, what's important for you to arrive the next level?
Well, to be here, to expose myself to the public. You know what I mean? I've sat back for the past 8-10 years fixing, you know, putting my life in structure to be able to be here and give the people what they want. It's not just a job, I enjoy doing it. So if I'm not enjoying doing it, I'm not gonna go through the motions because you're giving me X amount of dollars or you're putting me with Pete Rock, or I'm doing it from basically from the heart, from the understanding of good music and putting the good music out there to feed the people. I myself would love to do the reunion album, but it has to be on the other side of Pete Rock's heart to say, hey, let me put all my bullshit aside and do what's right for the people. So I thought we were in that process, and I guess the process is gonna take a little bit longer, but my impression is that the positive will always prevail.
And you are one of the artists who like the old school, the golden age of hip hop style. Do you think the hip hop scene now is too cheeky and too commercial?
Well, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's sort of like a sport. I mean, everybody can't be all-stars. Everybody can't be the consummate professionals. What I feel is I have something to contribute to all that. Everything that people feel is right and wrong about the hip-hop game, I'm here to contribute my version of what I feel is the next level. And that's keeping it soulful, that's keeping that funk alive, and that's basically writing everything that's basically real. I don't quote and I don't say anything that doesn't pertain to my everyday life. So, I mean, you're gonna get a variety. I'm sure when you go to a candy store, you want a variety of candy. So you don't want every candy to be the same. You want it all to be different. So I'm coming with something different, but something to contribute to the music business also.
And you personally, what do you think about all these MCs and rappers who only speak about the cars, the money, and the big houses and all that bling-bling stuff?
Well, I don't think about them. I mean, I don't think about them. That's not what I do when I sit down and listen to my music, think about somebody else and nitpick about what they're rapping about. Whatever they come, would sit down and take their time out to write, that's on them. If they feel that they want to say that 100 times a night, again, freedom of speech. Me, I like to take more of a natural, more real approach to things, more in depth. When you write, the things I write is more of a challenge. It's not more of what you got, it's more of what you got upstairs, in your brain, in your mind. And challenge your creativity to surpass all that outside imagery, fabricated imagery of whatever they feel makes them a man or a woman, whether it's jewelry, cars, or whatever. I enjoy the same things, but my art form has a different approach to it. So, I mean, I'm not downing them. I'm just saying that I have a different approach to what makes me feel good.
What's your input to write rhymes? You're looking all over the world, or you're looking on your side of things?
Well, now I look all over the world, opposed to seeing just what's on my block or what's in my house or what I expose myself to. I really take a look around the world, and that goes with maturity. That goes with growing older and maturer and understanding that you're soaking the world up different now. So opposed to just going home and being creative, now I can go everywhere and be creative. And even if I don't get anything the whole basket of what I want, just a little piece can make me be creative. Here tonight is a creative mood for me. Not that I'm performing, but that I'm soaking up the crowd, I'm soaking up the atmosphere, and I'm soaking up the stage and getting myself prepared to do the best work possible.
Have you any last words to our listeners? Something special? I don't know.
I just want them to get behind CO Smooth 100% because I've always wanted to give them whatever they wanted. It's not for me to please myself, it's for me to please the fans. So I always wanted to do an album with Pete Rock, the reunion album, even if it was just one album, because I know nothing is a given. So I know with all the blessings that I have, I want to be able to just move forward, if it's Pete Rock or not.